Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk the big returns from WWE's Raw after WrestleMania 37.
A huge title match has already been announced for WrestleMania Backlash, I guess they're calling it.
We've got some backstage notes from last night's Raw.
And the real reason The Fiend lost at WrestleMania. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Okay, so let's kick things off by talking about the returns from last night's Raw after WrestleMania.
Lily,
that was interesting. So, not the most eventful Raw after WrestleMania when you consider this event's history, an old reputation as the big game-changing nights where the pieces are thrown all over the place and we get new faces, returning faces, all kinds of excitement. But there were still a handful of wrestlers back on our screens after absences of varying lengths. Charlotte Flair's back after 1 month, debuting a new attitude, seemingly in a heel turn, although her alignment kind of flows all over the place these days. But she's back. She cut a promo on the WrestleMania situation, said it wasn't her fault that she wasn't on the card because Lacey Evans was pregnant. She challenged Asuka. That went unanswered. Rhea Ripley stepped up and, of course, won the Raw Women's Championship. Charlotte said, I am not taking opportunities away from your favorite wrestlers because I am the opportunity. And she said she was going to stop apologizing for being so good. This preceded a Raw Women's title rematch between Asuka and Rhea Ripley, which ended in a non-finish when Chaz came down and just wrecked everyone, stood over Rhea Ripley doing the cry thing, which was a cool visual. So it looks like heading towards WrestleMania Backlash, Great Balls of Fire, end of the line roadblock, the women's title program will feature, you know, at least two of these three. The other returns, well, return, the Viking Raiders, the War Raiders, the Viking Experience War Machine, Hansen and Rowe, Eric and Ivar, back on our screens, teaming together for the first time since September. They beat Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander in about 6 minutes. This was the first time Ivar has wrestled since September. He had a cervical injury, suffered while diving to the outside in an eight-man tag that also featured the Hurt Business. So this kind of came back around in kind of a nice way, I guess, if you think about it that way. But it was good to see them back. Eric hadn't really done a whole lot while Ivar was away. He was on Raw a couple of times. He was in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal last week, but we saw both of them in the lineup on WrestleMania Night 1, that big segment at the start of the show, so we kind of figured maybe they'd be back soon. No sign of Jinder. Disappointing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Vikings are back, baby, looking to make an impact in the tag division. Those are your returns. There was nothing else. None of your big names, your Becky Lynch's, your Ronda Rousey's, your Brock Lesnar's. But there we are. Viking Raiders and Charlotte Flair.
Where the hell was Jinder? Like you say, I saw him stood behind Sasha or whoever it was at the start of both nights of WrestleMania, but still. Let's talk a little bit about this. I'm so happy for Ivar to be back. Happy for Eric for Ivar to be back as well. Because like you say, they've done nout with him. And I just love those two as a tag team. I can't wait to see them tear through everyone. Let's just forget about the whole, ooh, Ivar's sexy, but Eric is not, bollocks that they've done.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I'm conflicted about Charlotte Flair because hopefully at WrestleMania Backlash, that they're now calling it, we get the triple threat. We should have got a WrestleMania. That's what I'd have. Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. And then you can then still have Rhea versus Charlotte one-on-one, because Charlotte can be the annoying bastard heel saying, oh, well, you might have beaten Asuka, but you never beat me, blah, blah, blah. It's really easy stuff, basically. I just love that they were like, whoa, Charlotte's back, and this time she's heel. And I was like, she's always been a heel in my eyes. Like, thank Christ Lacey Evans got pregnant, because I did not want to see babyface Charlotte Flair beat the girl who's been shagging her dad. Like, I hated all of that storyline. Charlotte is far better as a heel, even if she has to deliver those awfully scripted promos like she did last night. But yeah, a wet fart of a Raw after WrestleMania. I'm not expecting Brock Lesnar. I'm not expecting CM Punk. I'm not expecting bloody Becky Lynch. But I am expecting something, WWE. It's going to be the biggest show of the year. And we got another bloody doll thing with Alexa Bliss. And don't start with the Lore of the Fiend in the comments section. Although I do feel a bit bad for the Fiend. And we'll get on to why and the confusing booking behind all that in due course. Let's instead talk about the WWE Championship. Bobby Lashley will defend it at WrestleMania Backlash against Drew McIntyre. The main event of last night's Raw saw a triple threat with Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, who's just gone, well, that's the Fiend dealt with, move on, and Braun Strowman, who's lost his train sound effects. Where was that when he ran round ringside, Andy? Did I miss that?
Thank God. Thank God.
That's the best thing. Anyway, Randy Orton RKO'd Braun Strowman, was getting the pin, and then he got claymored, his head claymored right off by Drew. Drew pinned Randy, 1-2-3. Drew gets a rematch against Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania Backlash, and maybe yet again gets to hold the WWE Championship when no one's there to see it.
Cool. I guess the silver lining is that the WrestleMania match was good. But yeah, they're just running it back. It's a shame they didn't go for someone a bit fresher, someone they haven't done with Bobby yet. But it's WWE, it's what they do, and that's where we are. Got some backstage notes.
Before that, let's not forget about the debut of the new stable. Retribution! That is Retribution and the Hurt Business merger, because T-Bar and Bloody Mace presumably now are some part of the Hurt Business. They attacked Drew McIntyre after that match, and MVP looked like... Guess we needed two other guys in this stable, which we've never had before.
Yeah, it's almost like they had a perfectly good stable that they should have never split up in the first place. Backstage notes from last night's episode of Raw, courtesy of Fightful Select here. This report actually came out before Raw, but it reported that the show was a product of multiple creative changes made over WrestleMania weekend. That's the gist of it. And the write-up did report at the time that there would be a triple threat featuring top performers. We got that in the form of Braun versus Orton versus Drew McIntyre, which we've just ran through. But yeah, you know, a lot of moving parts in WWE, a lot of last minute changes. It sounds like this thing was kind of thrown together on a couple of days' notice without a semblance of a long term plan. That's the feel I'm getting.
Just throw it together.
I know.
That'll be all right on the night.
Crazy. That's my take on it, by the way. That's not from the report. That's just what I'm reading from it. But it kind of resembled the Raw after WrestleMania is kind of dead now. The past few years have not been crammed with the same level of, you know, heightened adrenaline and returns and surprises and everything else that we'd come to expect over the previous years. This show is now just another show, and that's really disappointing, I think.
I'm not allowing it. I won't allow them to do this. Like, last year, fair enough. Maybe even to a certain extent this year, right? But you need to make up for this, right? Like, the Raw after SummerSlam has to be huge now, because fans will blatantly be there by then. And it's bollocks. It's a load of bollocks. And just to move on to continue your point, Andy, about last minute changes. It's WrestleMania, guys. This isn't stomping grounds when you go, oh, no, change your plan, do something else. Case in point, the final thing we're going to talk about here today, The Fiend versus Randy Orton. 6 months in the making, that match at WrestleMania. We've had people set on fire. We've had people coming back from the dead. And then it finished in just a wrestling match, which Randy Orton won by RKO. Now, I get it. Oh, the Lord of Fiend and Alexa turned on him and blah, 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 and black goo bollocks. Well, apparently, us all in good saying, ha-ha, big brain time, that was the plan all along. No, it wasn't. The Fiend was meant to win. The Fiend was meant to win at WrestleMania until Vince McMahon and Bruce Bloody Prichard got their grubby little mitts on this days or hours, possibly even before WrestleMania, and went, Can we have Brandy win instead, actually? Yeah, bollocks to all the long-term storytelling. Basically, according to Fightful Select, the plan was The Fiend get his victory at WrestleMania and to write Randy Orton off TV for the foreseeable future. And then at the last minute, Vince went, "That damn pal, have you seen his muscles? Seen that fat slob, Bray Wyatt?" Oh. Yeah, just have Raph Randy win. So they just changed it over the weekend. And best of all, now they're like, okay, right, fair enough, Randy Orton wins. What's next for him? I don't know. What's next for The Fiend? I just do some Firefly Funhouse thing where he goes, "I've been reinvented." You can see the sadness in his eyes. All right, fair enough. If that's the whole thing, what have we got next for Alexa Bliss? We got Lily, of course, last night. Oh, what's the long-term plan for her? Don't know. There isn't one. I'm going to swear, Andy. What a load of nonsense.
Yeah, I think to appease the Fiend lore meisters, I will keep my comments on this story brief. But in summary, lol. That's it.
It's been a long week. And
bury all supernatural characters.
Oh, my God.
Burn them to the ground. Ugh.
Let's move on to your Twitter questions. They're always cheering you up. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. The first question today comes from the wrestling tweeter, who says, "Morning, fellas. Watch WrestleMania 17 to hype me for Mania and the Broken Skull sessions, and I realised I need William Regal on there. Who do you guys want it?" Regal's a great shout.
Yeah, Regal would be a lot of fun. He's really good and really insightful in interviews. Tony Khan, like, imagine the absurdity of that. It's obviously never going to happen in a billion years. But, you know, it would be fun. I would like to see, you know, if AEW crossovers are possible in the future. We've just had Chris Jericho. I think someone like Arn Anderson would be really interesting. Ooh. Yeah, like, you know, he's been in the game for decades upon decades upon decades. He's worked in WWE, he's worked in WCW, worked in, you know, Jim Crockett Promotions, all these places. He's been everywhere. He's got a great take on wrestling. I think that would be cool if it could ever happen.
I think Andy and I actually tackled this previous as well on one of our Your Questions Answer podcasts, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. So I'll say what we talked about then. John Moxley is obviously what you'd like to see on there to course correct what happened. And Austin himself has said that. If we're going to do AEW crossovers, this doesn't really work in terms of like a reflection on a career, but in terms of a tete-a-tete, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF, get him on there to go head-to-head with Stone Cold. And of course, just The Rock all the time, because it's The Rock and Stone Cold in a room together. I'm sure they've got even more stories than they've already told year after year after year. Yeah. I'd love to see that. But let us know in the comments. Regal, I think, is a fantastic... I could listen to William Regal read the sodding phone book. I think he's a fascinating individual.
Yeah, he is.
Right, second question today comes from Matt Ryan, a.k.a. Aussie Dead, on Twitter. Legend. He says, "With WrestleMania now out of the way, do you think we may see Lashley hold the title until Lesnar possibly returns and gets his match with Lashley around SummerSlam?"
I think that would be a very nice thing to do, because Lashley has been looking for that match for a long, long, long time. But I honestly think that Drew McIntyre is going to take the belt back at WrestleMania Backlash Mania Balls of Roadblock. It just kind of feels like the booking pattern, right? Lashley's beaten him. He beat him at WrestleMania. He had the distraction kind of for the finish and then into the Hurt Lock. I think to right that wrong in kayfabe terms, Drew's going to go over clean. So I would like to see the scenario that you've described playing out, but I think Lashley's going to have a shorter title reign than that.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you on that one. I just feel so sorry for Drew never having people there to see him win this title. Although, maybe it'll happen next April at WrestleMania Squared. Right, final question today comes from Mr. Five Lawton, who says, "Brandon Cutler's last three matches, check this out, have been Hobbs, Cage and Penta." Sweet Jesus. What three wrestlers would you hate to be booked against in a three-match stretch?
Vader.
Yes.
Stan Hansen and Hardcore Holly, because
oh my God.
I don't want to die. That's very... I'm a very soft boy. I'm not into the physical stuff. The getting punched in the face stuff. And those three would punch you in the face very hard. So that's my answer.
Well, I think Andy wins this one. A close second would have to be, obviously, Walter.
Yeah.
Look what he did to Ciampa. Look what he's done to everyone he's faced. For some reason, Viscera immediately popped in my head when someone asked me this question. And the hardest striker in the game, Shane McMahon. Just want to get potato by him. You saw Braun's eye. We all saw Braun's eye on Raw.
We did.
That
we
wasn't
sure
due
did.
To the cage. That was Shane's MMA.
Tatty factory, isn't he?
Right, let's move on to today's ad finally. And a nod to friend of the channel, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com. And mainly a real acknowledgement of what a brilliant guy and producer Tyson Kidd is, PW Insider's report regarding Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks, one of the matches of, if not the match of WrestleMania weekend. It was produced by Tyson Kidd. I love Tyson Kidd, and I just wanted to give him the acknowledgement that I feel he doesn't get and that he deserves, Andy.
Yeah, every time there's like a who produced what match story that comes out, it feels like the real kick-ass match on the show, the best match on the show, is produced by TJ Wilson. He does a great job. It's great that he's been able to slot into this role after his very unfortunate retirement, and he's killing it. So fair play to him, and good job from all the producers at WrestleMania. WrestleMania 37 was a very good show across both nights.
Yeah, completely agree. Well done, TJ. Well done, Tyson Kidd. Maybe I'll even forgive that haircut you used to have back in the day.
I can't talk about haircuts.
Yeah, it's the easiest one for you to recreate there. We'll just get you a tiny strip and just stick it to the front of your forehead.
No, we won't.
Maybe at 3 million subscribers, eh? Who knows? Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcast, myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review... the Raw after WrestleMania a little bit later on today. And of course, preview NXT. The wrestling never stops. Plus, let us know your thoughts and
forgot about that.
Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hamlet.
And it does. You can follow me at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE.
It actually does.
But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.